Then Rav Papa comes along. I'm Rav Papa, so I have the gears of Rava. I'm Rav Papa, B'tafran, U'ba'alachzon. B'tafran, U'la'alachzon. Now the first obvious question needs to be asked here is... The first obvious question needs to be asked here is, what's the relationship between what Rav Papa is saying and the earlier Breita? Is he explaining it? That's Pashup Shad, right? He's explaining it. And I think that's part of what creates the confusion in Rashi. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi writes, Tfilin mirubos b'tofran. Now, Shitnu Gubetzis has a different gears in Rashi, and it's based on Rashi in other places, right? But Tfilin mirubas b'tofran is a connection, a combination between what the Braisa says and what Rav Papa adds. If you take a look at the Rambam, though, you see a very different relationship. Let's take a look at the Rambam again at his list of the 8 Halacha Moshe Misinai's Perakim Halacha Aleph Shmona Halacha Yesh Masa Tfilin Kula Halacha Moshe Misinai Ulefichach Kulan Ma'akvos and Mshina Ba'achs Mehem Pasal the Elohim. First one, Sheyihiyu Mirubos V'chein Tfirasan Beribua V'alachsonan Beribua Ad Sheyelhem Arba Zaviot Shavot V'chein. There's the first statement, and then there's the V'chein. So this is a very different presentation of the relationship than, you know, Argyus and Rashi. There's the original halacha, and then there's the V'chein. And obviously the question is, what is the relationship between these various components? The Gemara has a third part. The Gemara says, Lema Misayale. Shouldn't the following braisa support what we've just said? Ha'osetz filaso agula. If you make round tefillin. Sakana, right, pointed, go into your head. The Ein Ba Mitzvah. So first of all, you know, how far does the problem being discussed here go? Also, tefillin agulos. Is it a problem of agulos or anything not square? The halacha, sakana, the Ein Ba Mitzvah. What's the relationship between these two things, sakana and Ein Ba Mitzvah? Any relationship or just two separate statements? And finally, the explanation of Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, this isn't a proof for me. I'm Rav Papa, matnitin da'avida ke'am guza. The Braita there is talking about where you make it like an egos. And again, now the question becomes, there's a psul here. Without Rav Papa's halacha, we would not have known that it extends beyond, without the halacha machine of Rav Papa. Now we know it extends beyond. So, in retrospect, once we have both his case, Amguza, Tfilaso Agula, and our case, is it all one big issue, or are they different issues? I mean, Rav Papa says, if not for me, you could have said the Mishnah there was only talking about the case of Amguza. Because of me, now there's a second halacha, right? Are they two separate halachas, or is it one big halacha? Does everyone understand the questions that you need to ask when you learn the Gemara here? You know why there are questions you need to ask? Okay, the Rishonim approach the relationship between the various halachos in different ways. And really, obviously, the question begins with the relationship between the halacha Moshe Misinai and Rav Papa. There are Rishonim who limit the halacha Moshe Misinai based on what Rav Papa mentions. Meaning, the halacha Moshe Misinai is formulated to us in a very broad way. Unclear, not specified. Rav Papa specifies specific things. These are the specific things included in the halacha Moshe Misinai. And there are really two questions here. Number one, which parts of the tefillin does the halacha apply to? That's Rav Papa's first word. Right? What does Rav Papa say? B'tafran, right? Does it apply only to the tefiras, or does it apply to other parts of the tefillin as well? The second question is, what is the halacha? Not what part it applies to, but what is the halacha? What's required? That's the second word of Rav Papa, ba'alachsonon, the diagonal. Why is this word used? Is it teaching us that you need a complete exact square? Is it teaching us that you need something else? Where is it required, and what is required? And we're going to relate to these two questions in that order because, A, that's how Rav Papa mentions them, B'tafran Malachson, And because the first question is discussed more by the Rishonim, and the second question kind of has an outgrowth. So let's start with question number one. Rav Papa mentions the Tviros. Is it just the Tviros that need to be squared? Or is it the other parts of the Tvilin? The main parts of the Tvilin. What's the main part of the Tvilin? The Batim. Do the Batim need to be squared? So again, going back to Rashi, the way our Girsa has Rashi, Rashi from the get-go connects the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai to the Tfiros. Tfilin Merubos, Bitofron. If that's the explanation you're giving, it sounds like it really is about the Tfiros. The Shita Mekubetzet Ot Yud, let's take a look, bottom of the page here, says Tfilin Merubas, Habotim Miruboyim, Habotim Miruboyim, and the Tfiros Rav Papa adds. The basis for the Shita Mekubetzet having this Girsa in Rashi is how Rashi appears both on the Rif and as quoted by the Rosh. And these are two different types of things. First of all, let's just make sure we know what Rashi on the Rif means. Rashi did not write a Pirush on the Rif. They lived about the same time. But in many Sephardic countries, the Rif became what people learned instead of the Gemara because it was more to the point. A collection of Rashi's writings were taken and published on the Rif as Rashi for the Rif when learning the Rif. But Rashi on the Rif seems to come from manuscripts of Rashi. So it's another version of Rashi. Let's take a look at one second at Rashi on the Rif. Rashi writes, Tfilin Mirubos, Habotim Mirubos. Then Rav Papa says, Bitofran. Rashi says, Bitfirasan. So Rashi on the Rif and Rashi quoted by the Rosh, so that's more like authoritative, right? Both have this split girsa. Yes?
No, there's this place in Italy where everything was essentially banned except for the Rif, so the whole halakhic works.
Okay. All right. The Mordechai proves that this is the case, that the Batim need to be squared, from the fact that the Gemara suggested that the halacha of Rav Papa, that the halacha of Bechlal here, is supported from the din of Tefillin Agulos, right? Tefillin Agulos is assumably talking about the Batim, right? If you wanted to say that the halacha supported Tefillin Agulos, assumably you're saying that the halacha is that the batim need to be squared. The question now becomes this. If it's true that the halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is saying that the batim need to be squared, so what's Rav Papa saying? There are two ways to be shown him suggest to understand Rav Papa according to this. What are the two options? What would you guys say? If the halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is that the batim need to be squared, Rav Papa comes along and says what he says. What are the two ways of understanding the relationship?
He's talking about the height of the Tvilin.
Well, I don't think anyone says Rav Papa's talking about the height, but before we talk about what he's talking about, I mean, what's the relationship between what he's saying and what the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai said? Because he says something else, right? So how can you understand if he's saying something else? Either maybe the most pashut way is to say what? He's adding something, right? Right, that speaks about X, and he's adding Y. What's the other way of understanding the relationship between what he says and what the Brighter says?
He's disagreeing? No.
You could, but it's tough to say he's disagreeing with the Brighter, right? He's developing the Brighter. He's developing it in some way. He's not adding a new thing, he's developing it. And this basically is the difference between the Mordechai on the one hand and the Rush on the other hand. And what the Rush says is already described in Rashi. Let's start with the Mordechai. Now here, we did everyone a favor. We printed the Mordechai and the Rush. Wow! Right? It's all here. So no one had any reason to not have prepared everything. And we can tell from all the responses that everyone worked very hard this morning. Okay. Let's begin with the Mordechai. The Mordechai writes, bottom of page 2, right? Bottom of page 2. He says, Tfilin, Tana, Tfilin Mirubat Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Right? Okay. But Adarabi says third line. Al Karchacha Habraita Mari Biguf Habatim Shein Ikarat Filin. Virava, that's Rava Rav Papa. Balahosif Af Bitofran Vialachsonon V'lo lemayet d'lo tzarech ele b'tefer ribua. He's not coming to say that you only need the tefer as a ribua. He's coming to say that you also need the tefer as a ribua, right? Everyone sees what the Mordechai is saying here? Okay. So, who else held this way like the Mordechai? Which earlier Rishon held like the Mordechai?
The Rambam?
The Rambam. Because the Rambam mentions first the halacha l'moshe Sinai, right? And then says, v'chein, tfirasan v'alach sonon, right? V'chein, tfirasan v'alach sonon. And you see it in the halacha of the Rambam themselves, because the Rambam mentions in halacha beis about the batim being squared. He talks about making the batim. He says you take a wooden box that's squared and you put the leather in it, right? And later on page 3 in halacha yud, he says, Kisha tofrin, atvilin, tofrin osan beribua. He mentions the batim and the tviros. And as I mentioned, it's very understandable in light of his formulation halacha aleph, where he says, sheyu mirubos v'chein tvirasan. Sounds like there's one concept and then another concept. As I mentioned, though, the Rush explains it otherwise. I mean, a little bit differently. Let's take a look at the Rush. The Rush says, V'rashi pirish, tfilin mirubos, habotim mirubayin, one, ubitafran pirish, yishmar bitfirasan et ruban, shelo yimshol chut hatfira yotim idai, kidei shelo yukavtsu v'yiktsa rachvan. And again, you have this description in Rashi here. How does Rashi explain what Rav Papa is telling us when he says the tefillah needs to be squared? Is it a separate additional halacha that in addition to the fact that the batim need to be squared, the tefillahs need to be squared? No, what is it?
I'm saying it's all only talking about the
it's
base.
A protective halacha, right? The bayit needs to be squared. Rav Papa says, make sure the tefillah is squared, meaning, because if the tefillah isn't squared, what will happen? It will stretch the bayit and damage its squaredness. Mashma mitoch pirusho she'ikar haribua al habatim u'moshavon. Mashma from Rashi, at least the Rashi's girsa of Rashi, that the batim u'rubayim is mentioned first, that the ikar is the bayit. And the tfiros are important because of how they impact the bayit. The Rush continues later and he says that this is why Rashi doesn't mention the ribua by the tefira as a separate entity, but only that it shouldn't be miskalkel the tefira, because as we remember before, Rashi held that the titurak is just under the bayit, right? Not like we have it, it extends beyond the bottom of the batim. It's just under. So there's no separate square of tefiros outside of, in essence, the bottom of the batim. If you think of the way we have tefillin today, where there's a titura that extends outside of the bayit, you can talk about the tefirot creating a square on the outside of the batim. But if the titura is merely the size of the bottom of the batim, so the tefira would simply be tracing the bottom of the batim. It's not a separate square. What we're saying is make sure the tefiros are square, because if the tefiros are at the bottom of the batim and they're not square, they're going to ruin the squareness of the batim. For those who don't remember, if we go back to the top of Lamed Hamad Aleph, Rashi Divrei Amaschol Titura, Gesher L'Achar Shenatan Ha'igros B'Batim, right? Kofeh HaRachav Shalhem, Derech HaPeh, Sha'abatim Asuyim Ke'ein Batei Yadayim Shkorin Gutin HaGlov, O Machnes HaIgros Derech HaPeh, V'Nosim Batei Ha'atzbos, V'Chotei HaGimol Tfanos Mikol Achas Mehen, V'hadalid nisheres arucha v'koflo salov to'orech u'metila al chudin shel gimel tfanos. V'tofer chudin shel gimel tfanos al roch po shel zeh. V'hu beit moshavo shel tfilin v'nire kein daf shel gesher. Right? It's basically a lip from the fourth side that goes under. It extends out on the fourth side for the ma'avarta, but on the other three sides it doesn't extend. There's no square to create with the tfiros on the extremity of the batim because there is no leather under the extremity of the batim. Just under the batim themselves. So this is the basic difference between the Mordechai and the Rosh regarding how to understand what Rav Papa is saying in relation to the Braisa, assuming that he's saying something different. Any questions about this within Rashi? Then let's move to Tosfos. Tosfos says something different. Tefillin mirubas, yesh she'ein mirabin ela b'makom moshavon. Some people only make a square at the bottom. Maybe it means the titura, right? Vishema, tzarech habotim mirubayim shel rosh, kishearbas and tfukos. Maybe the bottom need to be mirubayim. V'chein beis shel yad. It's interesting, the Rishonim talk about the shel rosh and maybe the shel yad. You wonder if there's a svara to distinguish between the shel rosh and the shel yad being squared. Would there be a reason why there's a difference? I had an interesting thought. The word ribua really comes from the word
expansion.
What?
Expansion.
Does that mean to expand? I don't know.
Four?
I think four, no? Four sides. Is that connected in any way to the shel rosh having four bottom? Again, just, I don't know. Because again, we've shown them all talk about the shel rosh, v'chein shel yad. Okay. And then Tosa says, v'ktsas hayanira, d'loboi mirubos ela b'tofron uva'alach sonon, kimo shemefarish Rav Papa. Rav Papa says what our impression was from Rashi initially. Maybe Rav Papa isn't adding to the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. He is explaining what the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is saying, is speaking about. Only this, only the Tfiros and the Alach Sonan needs to be Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Needs to be square. This seems to be what the Smak says as well. Sefer Mrs. Cotton writes, V'tanya tefillin mirubos halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. V'amarav, v'amarav, v'tofran uv'alach sonon. Shetehe ha-tefira mirubas, v'yehe behem alach sonon gadol trei chumshi al orech. V'yesh machmirim, gam ba'or shal batim milmala shiyu mirubos. V'yesh machmirim. Some people are machmir for this. That's not what the Gemara is talking about, right? And there are a number of Rishonim who sound this way. The Aruch HaShem, the Kolbo. They talk about the din being a din inherently about the Tzfiros. So this is a machlokis between Rashi as found in the Rif and by the Rosh. Because Rashi by us sounds like Tosfos, right? And Tosfos. Tosfos is Tzas Hayanira. Now, even if the batim need to be squared, even if the batim need to be squared, there's still a question that remains. There's still a question that remains. And this is the point that Bini was making before. Which part of the bayit would need to be squared? Which part of the bayit would need to be squared? The Bir Halacha appears here on page 3. The Bir Halacha says, Da, together kilkul ribu habatim, pshitali, de lo beinin shiiskalkul berov meshech govan, afilu bemiutan sagi. The Bir Halacha says, Pshitali, that you need the whole height of the bayit to be squared. Meaning the length and width need to be squared straight up. All parts of the bayit. Not to be confused with the point the Rambam makes about the tefillin being cubed. Meaning not only the length and width should be the same, but the height should be the same as the length and width, which is what we're makbid to do today, right? The Rambam says it seems, you know, l'chatchila, should be, right? Doesn't, but not makbid. In any case, the Bir Halacha is talking about what parts of the bayit, top to bottom, bottom to top, need to be squared. And he says, pshita, that it's the whole thing. But the Mordechai, if you go back to page 2, mentioned those who hold that only the titura needs to be squared. If you look at the sixth line, Umitoch halachos gedolos, virif, arif doesn't, I don't see where he says an arif, mashma de shel yad, interestingly, the shel yad he mentions, eina legami mirubas, The Orkon Chatzi Am Aetzba Amo, Virochvan Kirochov Etzba. Umashma, the Hakari Ribua. Yeah, I don't name them. You name them. No, that's not the part I want to read now. You name them. 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 It's not the part I wanted to read. Which is the part I wanted to read? The part about the titura. Oh, second line. Let's read it again. Tana. Tfilin mirubat halach lamosh meisiner. L'chora mashma. Dikoya agufa batim. Bein ashel yad, bein ashel rosh. Lafuke me osan she osin shel yad bitfus ogol milamala rakshe mirabin hatitura milamato. The Mordechai quotes those who held that the tefillin they would actually make, the top of the tefillin was round, the titura was square. The question for the tefillin is, can you fit this circle in that square? You hear the phrase, can my circle fit in your square? It's a phrase. In any case, you need a square, but it's enough for the titura to be squared. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch on page 3 mentions, you've noticed, I'm sure, if you look at a pair of tefillin, the shel yad and the shel rosh, when the titura extends back to the ma'avarta where the strap goes through, there is an indentation made there, right? There's a notch. Why do we have that notch? Shulchan Aruch writes, page 3, take a look. When you make the titura, yachtechenu b'shnei tzadim, shelote rochva kamo rochav hatitura, kedei sheyeh nikar ribua hatitura. The titura definitely is supposed to be squared. It's not square, it's rectangle, because you need that additional extension for the ma'avarta. By making a notch on both sides of the ma'avarta, you show it's separate from the rest of the titura, which has its own squareness to it. Aha! So the titura definitely needs to be squared. The Mordechai quotes this opinion that says just the titura needs to be squared. Maybe it's the area of the tefillin milamata. It's true, it's not just the tefillos, it's the bayit, but it's the part of the bayit where the tefillos appear. That's what needs to be squared. There are also those who say something similar, but a little bit different. Not that only the titura needs to be squared, the batim also need to be squared, but only the bottom. Where do you see someone who talks about specifically the bottom of the batim that need to be squared? Look back at Tosfos. What did Tosfos say? Yesh she'ein mirabin, ela b'makom moshavon. Some people only make the square or the place where it sits. Does that mean the titura? Does it mean the bottom of the bayit? The Itter is mefurish about this. The Itter, one of the Spanish Rishonim, printed here in Os Gimel, we'll get to in a second what he's talking about in length. He says, Tana, Tfilin mirubas alach lamosh misine, amarav, bitfirasan v'alachsonan, bitfirasan lemata, uva alachsonan lemata, tzvichan mirubos. Alachsonan lemata. There are those who it seems held that only the bottom of the bayit needs to be squared. The part that interacts with the titura and the tfiros, the base. That's very interesting. So again, that's the question we're discussing. Even if you hold that the requirement of square extends up from the tfiros, how far up does it go? Tomorrow we're going to discuss two more questions. The first question is the alchsonon. Similar thing. How far are we going with alachsonin relative to the original Alach Lamosh Misina? And then number two, we're going to talk about the brisa of Tefillin Agulos. Is it a separate Alach or not? And we're going to see some interesting stuff in the Briskers, Reb Chaim and the Grizz. Okay, we're excited. We're pumped. We got wind. Tomorrow's the BBYO trip. And laser tag. Everyone take aim.